Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 28th to the 31st of October 2024. Happy Halloween, boo, mwah, all that kind of thing. Hello, Ree, how are you this week?
I'm all right, Rob, how are you?
I'm all right. Do you do Halloween? Is that a thing for you? I've never, ever gone trick-or-treating in my life, can I just say, ever.
I haven't either.
No.
Neither have I. Well, I've got a daughter now, haven't I? And
yes.
You know what? I'm not really Halloween-y. I'm not the type. But there's quite a lot of marketing done at kids. So she's been very aware that it's Halloween, despite me not really mentioning it. So I guess I kind of do. I took her to a little Halloween party, but it's a class that I take her to every week.
It just she dressed as a pumpkin? Because that tends to be the thing you dress a kid as
no.
at Halloween, doesn't it?
No, I let her pick her own little dress. So it had a skeleton on it.
Oh, that's cute.
That kind of thing.
Is it cute? A skeleton's cute? Is that a thing?
Her dress was cute.
Her dress was cute, yeah. Send me a picture of her.
But I were at my parents' house last night and they had all trick-or-treaters knocking on the door and my mum kept sending me to the door to tell all kids, sorry, we've not got anything. I'm like, cheers, mum. She's like, I don't like telling kids that. I went, no, it's not great for me either, you know. But yeah.
All you want to do is put a little notice on the door saying, piss off. That's all you need to do.
Oh, I should have just let my mum answer her own door. I don't know why I kept going.
No,
why
exactly.
Doing it?
There you go. No, well, there we
anyway.
Are. So we didn't have a particularly scary Halloween this year, but I'll tell you who did have a scary Halloween was the cast of EastEnders. Not the cast, the actual characters on the show. Yes. Yeah. Nish, it seems, is gone. And the sixth storyline, it seems, is done for now. I don't know if I fully believe that either of those things are fully over yet.
It's a strange one. I'm not sure how I feel about it after this week, but I'm sure we'll discuss that more.
We'll get there, Ree. we've got a few things to discuss before we reach the Halloween escapades for this year. So let's crack on with this week's Albert Square.
After Dark.
Before we begin properly, I've got to say, we're going to chase the calendar because it's November, because the calendar was off the wall last week because it broke while I was away. But we'll do it now. This is October. Say goodbye to October-y, and we are now November. Heartbreaking one. Say what you planned that well. We went from Pat and Peggy in the ice cream van having a whale of a time to Peggy on her final moments, just as she's about to pop her pills and the ghost of Pat is sat there watching her. It's all very sad. That episode was heartbreaking.
It was written horrible.
It was written by Sarah Phelps, who had returned to the show just for that exit, who has gone on to write all sorts of amazing things. She was a key writer on EastEnders in the noughties and I think the 90s as well, like around that. So she was there for years and years with Sarah Phelps. And then she returned just to do this episode, which was fabulous. So that is November's picture. And through the magic of editing, it will now be on the wall now. And there we go. It's on the wall. The magic of editing. That's Halloween magic for you. There we are then. Right. So let's crack on with this week and start off by talking about Kat and Alfie and Tommy. Now, we didn't see Tommy this week. Good. Little shit. but Kat, obviously, is devastated by the developments of last week where social services came and moved him all the way next door. with Zach. And she, at the moment, is convinced that Alfie was the one that phoned social services, and she's telling the boys, you're useless, dad, and like ranting away. And Alfie...
She was well harsh to Bert and Ernie when one of them said, I don't want Tommy to come back. She was like, that's an horrible thing to say about your brother. Like, all right, victim blaming that.
She's so far in denial, isn't she? It's sort of like... But the thing is, I think she knows deep down what's gone on. She knows full well that Tommy's in the wrong, but she, I think, is so racked up with her own guilt so that she thinks it's her fault that he's like this.
And I guess as well, who else is defending him? So maybe as a mum, she's like, I need to defend him, even though I know that he's done wrong. But even so, like to then, like I said, victim blame the kid who's been getting abused by him is a bit harsh.
I know it's bad. And she's also obviously blaming Alfie for absolutely everything
Yes.
until Jean finally confesses, because they end up having a cat's having a massive go at Alfie in the Vic, and Jean sort of goes, "Enough, I've heard enough. It was me, all right, I did it." And Kat reacts in the sort of way that you'd expect Kat to react, really. In fact, honestly, I'm surprised that Jean didn't get a slap. That's what I
I'm
thought. That
surprised,
was,
yeah.
yeah.
Or get dragged through the hedge backwards like
Well,
she was gonna do.
that was a nice little throwback to when to a fabulous Stacey and Janine moment from all those years ago when Janine rang at the social to try and get Lily taken off Stacey, and there was a big old fight where Stacey and Janine had a big old like slap. It was a proper cat fight that time. We haven't had one of them in years and years and years. Bring
No.
back the cat fights, I say. And there was a nice little throwback to that because Kat kind of storms into the Slaters. Now, do you think this is fixable now? Do you think that Jean and Kat can make up from this, or do
Yeah,
you reckon?
when it's all calmed down, it's all still, she's very much still living in it, isn't she? But yeah, I think she'll understand why Jean did it, maybe down the, I don't know though, because then there is still that element of, you know, how they're all like, you don't grass on your own family to the social and all that. But then, I mean, if it, let's say it had realistically been Alfie who'd done it, I do think that she would have forgiven him down the line. So I think she's just very, it's all very raw at the moment. She's still very much living in it. She can't see a way out right now. All she knows is that her kid's not living with her. And it's not because of his own actions, no, it's because of Jean for telling the
Yeah,
social.
completely. It's completely because of Jean. And also, Tommy doesn't want to see either of them either, does he?
Yes.
He's not interested in trying to sort out anything that's gone on in that house. As far as he's concerned, the whole world's against him for no reason whatsoever, and that's why he's kicking off. But he completely and utterly seems to blame Kat and Alfie, and especially Kat, for everything. So at the moment, it seems like their relationship is a long, long way of being sorted. And I don't know how Kat makes things better with Tommy. Not that it should be really her job to make things better in this regard, but how does their relationship come, like, get fixed? I don't think it
Well,
does.
surely there are, like, if social services are involved, they've dealt with kids like Tommy before, you'd think. So maybe it's some kind of program. I don't know. They'll do some work with Tommy and maybe that'll help rectify things. Or, like we say, is it all just going to be Tommy's character now and that's it moving forwards?
Yeah, I
Hard
think
to
it
know. It's
might.
still quite early days in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it might be. So I do feel for Kat, I really do. But at the same time, it's sort of like you need to just realise what's actually happening here, Kat. You need to stop sort of blaming everybody else apart from the person that's been hitting you and the rest of the family. Like, it's not like he's just been violent with her. He's been violent with the entire family. And so you can't say that all that's your fault. You can't say it's your fault that he punched Alfie like last year. You can't say that it's your fault that he's left the twins covered in bruises. You know, that's crazy talk. So
And if anything, in a way, is she'd be enabling him as well because, like, he then started doing it in front of people. So it's almost like, well, I don't care because, you know, it's out now. So I might as well just do it in front of everyone. So, yeah.
Do you think Zach will be able to handle it?
I don't know. I think he will, actually. But it depends on what Tommy does, though, because he's quite unhinged at the minute. I don't think he'd
He
try and
is.
attack Zach because I think Tommy would know his level. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I
Yeah,
think he'd go,
100%.
actually, I can't get away with doing it to somebody like Zach, but would he do something else instead?
Yeah, and I also think that Zach, given his history with sort of going through foster homes and all that kind of thing, he will have come across a lot of kids like Tommy in his life. So, and he probably at one point maybe was a little bit like Tommy at one point, not necessarily to
Potentially.
Tommy's
Yeah.
degree, but he will understand sort of where the mindset is coming from. So I think that with Zach, he's actually in quite a good place to try and sort him out. But I'd like to sort of see some scenes of Zach and Tommy and sort of see how Zach is handling it,
A
rather than it
bit
just
of
being
a
Tommy's off screen until the next part of the plot comes along. I'd like to see Zach and Tommy scenes.
It's a bit different though for Zach, isn't it? Because Zach were in foster care, like for different circumstances, whereas Tommy's kind of in from his own doing. If he'd not been misbehaving, he wouldn't be in foster care right now, would he?
No.
So,
Interesting. Well, we'll have to wait and see how the cat, because that's basically the end of the cat storyline this week. Because then we move on to Jean now. We might as well just carry, like, move straight on to Jean now, because the Jean stuff was interesting. Obviously, she's all racked with guilt about phoning the social, and this is starting to have a knock-on effect with her relationship with Harvey. Now, Harvey, bless him, is sort of trying to mend things. He's basically making her like a Greek meal and everything, and with Greek wine that Kat basically finishes off in one sitting.
I loved that the whole way through that argument. Kat was like, give
Pour
me
me a
that.
wine.
All she's thinking is, I can see a bottle of wine there.
Yeah,
Just give it me.
that'll
That'll
do.
help.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what I quite enjoyed was Harvey kind of awkwardly saying, it's Greek. And Kat's like, yeah, is it? Is it? Whilst glaring at
I
Jean.
don't care where it's from.
Yeah, just give me the drug. Just give me it. It could be from Skegness for all I care. Let me
Yeah.
just drink it. So obviously, Jean is kind of lashing out at those nearest and dearest to her. And unfortunately, Harvey very much fits the bill of the person that she's going to lash out at. And it does sort of result in him go ending round at Kathy's. And they have a little kiss. Now, let's talk about that little kiss. I'd say that Kathy instigated that, wouldn't you?
I was going to say, did they have a kiss or does Kathy just kiss Harvey?
Kathy kissed him.
He
And
didn't
then
pull
Harvey.
away quickly enough,
He
though, did
didn't.
he?
He didn't
But he didn't
immediately, but then.
instigate it or egg it on,
No.
I don't feel.
No, I don't think so. And then he, as soon as he sort of came to grips with what was going on, he sort of left immediately, didn't he?
Yeah, straight away, actually.
Yeah. So.
Is it still the start of an affair, though?
Oh, obviously it is. You know, I think it's
What, you think?
definitely.
I don't believe that Harvey would do that. God, this
We.
square, honestly.
I
What have they done
know.
to him?
I know. They all need Jesus. It's a shame because I do like Harvey and Jean together, and this does sort of suggest that the Harvey and Jean relationship is on its way out at some point, because already, even without Kathy, the two of them were having problems. This is sort of in a
Yeah.
similar way to the Denise and Jack situation. Like before Ravi or Stacey even came along, there were problems there that they were having difficulty sorting out. So it does seem that Harvey and Kathy are going to be sort of, there's the thing is, they've decided to keep the kiss a secret for now, but then it's a secret in Albert Square. That never happens. Kathy will not be lucky enough to have two affairs secret. She managed it once. The un like the only soap character ever to have an affair secret and never to get the comeuppance
Maybe
from
she will
it.
do it again then. Maybe that's where it's all headed.
You
But
reckon the Kathy is going to be the
actually,
best cheater that soap has
to be
ever
fair though,
seen?
like she's proven that she's not that good at keeping secrets because my God,
No.
she's definitely been the weakest of the six, weren't she? So maybe
Well,
not. I
I
don't
wonder
know.
if I. But the thing is, though, Kathy was doing all right at one point with the sick stuff, and then this came along. So I wonder if her secret skills sort of overflowed, like the fact that she had to keep this one. It was a straw that broke the camel's back. So the sick secret just had to be revealed. That might have been it. Yeah, just overflowed. And so, what do you think then? I mean, the thing is, Harvey and Kathy actually aren't that badly suited, I don't
But they
think.
did go out as well, don't forget.
Yeah,
They went
yeah, yeah,
out at
yeah.
one point when Bobby and Dana were dating because it was a bit
Yeah, yeah,
weird.
yeah. It was a bit odd, yeah.
Well, not really because they're not related, but yeah. So
Well, yeah.
I actually
R
think they're very well
relation is more of
suited.
relation is more of a suggestion in Albert Square than
Yeah.
anything else, isn't it?
Yeah, true. But they are very well suited as a couple, and he does seem to be Kathy's kind of type.
He really
However,
does.
I do like Harvey and Jean, like you're saying. I like how he fits into the Slater household. I like him there. So it's a bit,
Yeah.
I don't know, it's a bit annoying, really.
I don't know. I mean, I would like, I agree with you in the fact that I would like to think of Harvey not as that type of person. But I think what tends to happen with these sorts of storylines is that they write it so that it seems that, you know, Harvey will realize that there's absolutely nothing, that him and Jean's relationship has gone that badly wrong that he just needs a little bit of respite. He needs a bit of comfort and ends up in Kathy's bed. That tends to be how this sort of stuff is written, isn't it? So,
Yeah, so Jean's gonna maybe snap at him again about something.
yeah.
Although, why is Kurt getting so involved with Jean? Is that gonna be relevant to Harvey
Well,
and
I
Jean's
think
relationship down the line? Because he
I
fancies
don't.
her, doesn't he?
Well, I think the thing with the Kojo stuff, I liked this, to be honest. I don't know, you have said it to me in the past that you sort of wondering what the point of Kojo is.
Yeah.
But I'm sort of more of the mindset that I liked this between her and Jay. I think as friendship, the friendship between the two of them really is quite nice to watch. You know, it was
Yeah,
quite sweet.
I get that, and I think that's nice. But it's the fact that they said like he tried to ask her on a date initially, so
Yeah, but I figured that that was more Kojo's mind of him sort of going, well, that lady was kind to me,
In
so I guess
social context, this is what you would
yes
do, kind of thing, right?
exactly. I don't think it's anything to sort of read into much more than that, because by the end of the week, like, Kojo's fine with that. He's completely accepted that they are now good friends, and that
Okay.
he's wanted to stick up for Jean and all this kind of thing. I really liked this stuff with Jean and Kojo. I thought it was really
I
sweet.
didn't hate it either. I just wondered if Harvey's going to use it as a reason to have the
Leverage.
affair or something. Yeah, and be like, well, Kojo asked you out on a date, and then next thing you've made
Imagine
friends with him. Do you know what I mean? Something
Kojo.
like that.
Imagine Kojo just comes in as the home wrecker.
But if he needs an ex if Harvey needs an excuse, then that might be what he uses.
It would be a weak excuse, though, wouldn't it? Because all Kojo's really going to do is just want to defend Jean. So possibly, if he sees Harvey having a go at Jean or something, or sees the pair of them arguing, he's going to leap to Jean's defense, maybe get a bit aggressive in that sense, maybe. Because they've written Kojo as the sort of person that can have these outbursts, haven't they? So
That's true.
I wonder if they'll do something like that. Like, Kojo will see Jean getting verbally attacked and see
And
it
he'll
as
get
something.
overly defensive on her behalf, kind of thing.
I wonder if
What
that might
about
be the
this
result.
what about this pension stuff with Jean? What's all this about then?
Yeah, so Jean, it turns out, has a 12 grand pension now, and then she rings this bank company up and is, I mean, this sort of thing always goes over my head. I'm rubbish with finances and all that kind of thing. But it's to do with the bank, like, giving her a better account for the money to go
Well, yeah, a
into.
lot of pensions you can like invest in, like, for want of a better, like stocks basically, so that it can keep growing and growing. And the idea is that it's going to be unlikely that you'll lose money, but it depends on the risk on how much you want to put in and all of that jazz. But to me, it seems like a scam. But then I'm like, how could it be a scam if she didn't have the 12 grand? Do you know what I'm saying? Because she's not got the money. How could it be a scam? It's not like they can go, oh, but in order to do it, what, you need to give us a grand of your own money right now? I don't understand where it's headed.
I always worry about it when a character gets like a big sum of money in a relationship, because that presumably means that she's not going to be able to keep that money, which means it's either going to get stolen or
But she's
something
saying she's
else is going to
not.
happen.
She's not cashing out, so to speak, yet.
No.
She's going to invest it in something. So then, I
It's
don't know. I
there
don't
for
know
a
where it's
reason.
headed.
At some point,
Yes.
this 12 grand is going to be needed for something quite dramatic, I would have thought, which means it's either going to get stolen off her, or Jean's going to lose all the money. It's going to have some
Ooh.
sort of effect. Go on.
Spoiler alert. Is it
Yes.
a spoiler?
I don't
Nino,
know.
Nino. Just in case you think it is.
Okay.
Lacey
What?
Turner's pregnant.
Oh,
She's going to
yes.
need to be written out soon for maternity leave. Is it going to be
Yeah.
to help that,
Maybe.
somehow aid
Maybe,
that?
yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's a good point. I've forgotten that Lacey Turner's pregnant. And by the
Oh, I thought it was
way,
quite obvious this week.
oh, you're calling Lacey Turner fat now, are you? That's nice.
No, it was the clothes that she was wearing. I'm like, oh, they're starting to
Oh,
try
I
and cover up
see.
the little bump
I
underneath
don't know
now
how
that she
pregnant.
must
I
have
don't know.
got.
I don't know how pregnant she would have been 6 weeks ago, because that's been when they filmed it, wasn't it?
I always notice though with Stacey because she usually wears the exact same black top. She wears it so frequently, but she a bump must be showing now because she's wearing looser clothes.
Oh,
That's what
okay.
I project. That's what I thought anyway.
By the way, it is Lacey Turner, as we record this today on the 1st of November, it's Lacey Turner's 20th anniversary today. 20 years of Stacey
Wow.
Slater, can you believe it?
Wow. Do you know
2004.
what? You know, when we first started doing this podcasting, you asked my favourite character. I very nearly picked Stacey.
Oh, there you go. Who did you end up
The
going for? It was
20
Pat, wasn't
years
it?
part, yeah. Yeah. Two very,
Well, she's
yeah,
nearly been
two
in it for
different, yeah.
as long as Pat. How crazy
Wow.
is that? She's nearly
That
been in
is
it. And
crazy.
she had a 3 year break, so I don't know if they're
Yeah.
counting that in the 20 years, but 20 years of Stacey as a whole. Wendy Richard was only about 23 years, so she's nearly been in it as
Wow.
long as Pauline has. That's mental, isn't it?
That is, yeah, legacy character for sure now.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, Stacey as a character has aged so well, I think. Like,
She
some
has.
characters you sort of look at and you kind of think, yeah, they're running out of things to do with you. But I feel like Stacey has evolved quite well. Like, she's gone from this really gobby, flighty teenager who was like having affairs left, center, center, to a slightly gobby old woman. To, you know.
As she grew when you said
No, well,
that.
I feel like, aside from Branning stuff, that she's actually learnt her lessons quite a lot along the way. Like, you can tell that she's definitely mellowed out, but it's felt like quite a realistic mellowing
She's
out.
matured,
She
hasn't
has.
she?
She
Yes.
has. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, being a mother has clearly had a positive effect on Stacey, I would say. It sort of chilled her out a little bit. And it feels like the natural progression of someone like Stacey, doesn't it? I feel
Yeah,
like.
it does. Yeah. It's
So
like
it's
we've
nice.
watched her grow up, haven't we,
Yeah,
Stacey?
we have. There. When she came in
Crazy,
as.
because I remember it so vividly 20 years ago. So I'm feeling very old right now,
Very
Rob.
old. It's depressing, isn't it? How do you think
Yeah.
Lacey Turner feels, to be fair?
I think I'm the same age as Lacey Turner, maybe a year younger or something. So, yeah, wow.
Yeah, there
I've
you go.
grown up with her.
You have, and you're
as
a mother
of you,
now as
really.
well. Yeah, craziness, craziness. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. So, it seems the market is under threat. Word has reached the markets workers that the council are planning on closing the market down to 2 days a week. And they're also planning on getting rid of the gardens and turning that into a car park. Now, my first thought of this is, considering that half of the cast of EastEnders at some point have been buried underneath the gardens, I'm not convinced you're actually allowed to do that with all sorts of like graves and places of remembrance scattered around. Are they allowed to do that? I don't think they are.
I don't see why not.
Seems a bit harsh.
Yeah, why? Are they physically buried there? I thought they were just like remembering
well,
trees and stuff.
Yeah, like ashes and all that kind of thing. I think there's ashes in the
ashes.
garden, isn't there? There's more ashes
Yeah.
around that garden than there are in a pub ashtray. Well,
Yeah,
yeah.
because I guess they'd just be like, well, if you've got an urn buried under here, come and get it. You can't really do that with like an actual
It's mad,
body,
isn't
can
it?
you?
It's mad, isn't
But
it? There's
yeah, I
no
don't see why
bodies
not.
currently under there, I don't think. There has been, don't get us wrong. There've been bodies hidden under the gardens.
But
So, do you think that this is for the anniversary, don't you?
yeah, I think that this is for the anniversary storyline, but you disagree, don't you? You think.
I think this is going to be the light-hearted Christmas stuff. Because normally they'll do a panto or have a choir or something like that over Christmas, and there'll be some sort of light-hearted storyline, normally involving Kim, where it'll just be sort of funniness to kind of counteract all the dark stuff that they normally throw at us on Christmas Day. But I think that's what this is. I think it's going to be some sort of heartwarming square kind of bonding thing where by the end of Christmas Day they've basically won the battle to keep the market and the square as it is, and then they'll just forget about it and move on
I
with
don't
another
think
year.
the. I think realistically, they won't be able to do it that quickly, though. Like, what, in a month? Well, 2 months, I guess,
Yeah,
really.
2 months, yeah.
But if it was for the anniversary, it might explain some like big returns as well. People coming back to like say
Maybe.
their piece on why the square is so important to them
Yeah.
and all that jazz. That's why I thought, because I'm thinking it's like a whole community thing, and it'll be, lots of old characters coming back and say, you can't do this to the square because I've got this that happened in the gardens or
Yeah,
on the
maybe.
market or whatever. I don't know. For me, it feels like anniversary, but
No, you
because
could
you're
be
saying it'd
right.
be like a light-hearted Christmas thing, but it doesn't seem that light-hearted to me, if I'm
No, but
honest.
what I mean more lighthearted is the fact that, you'll have people like chained to the gates and all that kind of thing. They can get comedy out of that. Like Priya turning around and saying, yeah, I've got handcuffs. Give me a sec. They're at home under my bedroom or something like
Get her
that.
own.
Yeah. So I think I got the sense it was going to be all that sort of thing. But you could well be right. There's definitely some sort of anniversary thing to be formed out of doing that, where the square comes along and we, along with them, are sort of going along with memories that have gone on in the garden and the marketplace. 100%, you have got a great point there. So, yeah, possibly. But either way, it seems that Junior is very much involved in this as well, because Junior is, what was he? He's got the contract for what they're planning on doing with the market.
Yeah, well, he's mulling it over because they're obviously looking for investors. So I'm assuming the council put the plot up for
Yeah.
sale and said and marketed as this is what we're selling it as, a potential car park lot or something. And he's gone,
Yeah.
yeah, I'll have that. Because I tell you something, there's some money to be made in car parks.
Oh,
The amount
yeah.
that people charge for parks, especially in London, I can
Oh,
imagine.
yeah.
Wow.
Smack bang in the middle of that square as well. Like, imagine the parking permits that would, and then
Exactly.
right next door to the tube station and right next door to a pub. Oh my God. It would be the most expensive car park in the whole of London, I would imagine.
Yeah, probably. But it makes me wonder, is Junior going to be the big bad wolf as well in all this storyline? So is something going to happen to him? Is someone going to take it extreme?
Oh,
Even
you reckon it's
though,
going to go a bit Midsomer Murders?
potentially, but then again, it's not his fault that the council are putting it up. And if it's not him, someone else would be buying the land or be interested in it. But they're already throwing daggers at him. I mean, he's not exactly being kind about it, is
No,
he?
he's not exactly. He's been a bit, but then this is the other thing that sort of makes me wonder. Like, this seems to be almost a little bit Ebenezer Scrooge type thing of
Okay,
Junior. No, I don't know.
true.
Let
Yeah,
us know in
something
the
to do
comment
that.
section where you think this is going, whether you think it's going to be a Christmas thing or an anniversary thing. I think there's an argument that could say it could be either or both. You could do it with both, couldn't you? You could do the Christmas tied up, use it as a light-hearted Christmas stuff, and then kind of keep it going until the
Keep it
anniversary,
going.
because it's not that long away, is it? The anniversary, so it's possible. One thing I do know is that I hope that they win, because that would be devastating. I love the market scenes, and that garden is very important into the show, actually.
There's not going to be many storylines around people walking around a car park, so I
No.
can't imagine that it's going to go
I
ahead.
don't think that a remembrance bench will sit quite as well in Arthur's bench.
No.
Isn't going to work quite as well in a car park, is it? It's next to an
Well,
Aldi. It's
that's
not
what
going
Martin said.
to
Where he said Pauline died there. He said, "Where am I going to lay my
Yeah.
flowers to rest then?
That's
A
isn't that
parking
weird?
meter."
Isn't that weird for Martin? Like, his dad's bench is there and his mum died inside there as well. I would, if anything, I'd be like, now get rid of it. Too bad
Yeah,
memories.
actually, I've not got that many fond memories of that little bit
But to
of
be
land.
fair, yeah, but to be fair, if you kind of went along with that kind of thing, Sharon would have ram raided the Vic with a steamroller by now, wouldn't she?
Yeah, that is true. In fact, just take down the entire square if you're
Entire
going along
square,
that
just blow the whole
vein,
thing up.
really.
Just blow the whole thing up. It's absolutely
And make
fine.
a
We'll start
massive
again.
multi-story car park,
Yeah,
a huge one.
and I can guarantee there'll be more happy memories in that multi-story car park than we have had in this square. 100%. So I guess we'll wait and see where this goes. For the moment, I think it is just going to be a bit of a light-hearted thing, but I think you're absolutely right that there is definitely potential for them to pull out some nostalgic elements out of this as we go forward towards the anniversary. I doubt it's going to be a key thing for the anniversary if they do keep it going like that, but I think it's got a, I think you're right. I think there's echoes of it being certainly something that they can work with. Interesting. Right, the big story of the week, ladies and gentlemen, was Nish and the Six. So, on to the biggest storyline of the week. The question in the air is this the end of a Six storyline, and is this the end of Nish?
I think it's supposed to be, I feel like it is supposed to be the end of the Six, because I think I've seen a few people online saying they're all getting a bit bored of it. But to be fair, there were like six women who were involved in a murder and several other people on the square
Yeah,
who are now
it was never gonna,
implicated because they
yeah,
know.
it was never just going to be done like that, was it? But
No.
then I wonder, just because there are so many people now implicated by it, whether this is, whether there's a room for another little twist to come. And the thing is, and I don't think this is a spoiler to say, Bernie's back in the next couple of weeks, so that side of things
Oh,
is
is
yet to,
she?
yeah, so Bernie's side of things, it's like they've still got to convince Bernie not to go to the police.
That's true. I didn't even think about Bernie and the fact that she knows. Is she just going to accept Nish doing it though? Maybe we're going to have a moment because obviously, like Avani saw what were happening to Suki this week. Is Bernie going to be sympathetic on that level and go, do you know what? Then fine. I don't know.
I
It's a
don't
weird one.
know. I don't know. I don't see any reason why Bernie would. Do you know what I mean? Like, given the fact that this was her brother, and yes, she's aware that Keanu was attacking Sharon at the time, and yes, she is aware that these women have suffered, but I still don't think that Bernie would be able to be convinced to just let them get away with it. It's
That
they
they
like.
shouldn't face their
No,
justice
they
for it.
literally killed her brother and buried him under the floor of the calf. Like, why would
And
you
then let her
forgive it?
work there.
Yeah, like, why would you forgive anything like that?
No. And also, Bernie, like Nish was Bernie's boss at one point, and she didn't particularly not get along with him either
No,
when he
she's
was.
gotten all right with
So.
him. Yeah, I mean, he sacked her once from the call centre, but then that's been burnt to the ground now, so that's fine.
And she worked at the cafe and they were fine, weren't they? Unless I'm not remembering some beef that they might have had while she were at the cafe.
It's a funny one. I think I don't think the Six storyline is quite over yet. I think a lot of it has been sort of tied up this week, but I think there's still elements there that can still sort of continue and kind of keep going. But I think it all now mainly is going to be about Bernie. And I don't know if I'm 100% convinced that Linda's guilt about the situation is over yet either.
That's true. Yeah. Just because someone else has took the rap, does that mean that Linda's going to be like, oh, well, I don't feel guilty now because, bad guys took the rap, so it's fine.
I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? Like, because of this storyline, three men are now in prison, and the women have completely and utterly gotten away with it.
Three men.
Yeah,
The
Rocky.
Nishan. Oh, Rocky. Yeah, of course. Forgot about Rocky. Yeah.
Yeah, Rocky's all languishing away in prison. So it feels like a lot of it has been done, and basically a lot of the women's men, in terms of that initial mystery setup, have been sort of punished or set up in some way to, But I think there's still elements to come. As far as Nish is concerned, however, do you think this is the end of Nish?
Surely. It depends on whether they believe what he's saying, though, I guess. Are they going to believe his story? Because they've had a lot of stories
Well,
about this murder, haven't
yeah, do you know
they?
what? I think DCI Arthur's was just like, yeah, do you know what? Fine. Yeah, I don't care. Get in the car. All right, whatever.
I'm
I'm done with
over it
this. I'm
now.
done
I'm
with
over it. You check
this
the rats
case.
then, Nish. Yeah,
Poor
go on then.
DCI Arthur's has gone through the ringer for this case. I think he's just glad that it's over. I think now I feel that Nish's confession is going to be like, yeah, no, that's fine, that's done and dusted. Dean's been put in prison for the rape allegations, and now Nish is in prison for murder allegations. So that's fine, that's done. He's confessed to that. But in terms of Nish himself, I feel like there's still going to be some hangover left from Nish, because he at the end of the week turned around to Suki and said, "Don't marry Eve. I've done this for you, so don't
Oh,
marry Eve."
yeah.
And Suki looked as though she was sort of like, yeah, fair, that's a fair enough deal. And I do not believe that Suki would let Nish have control over her relationship like that once he's in prison. I don't believe that for a second.
No, I don't believe that she would, but is it just going to give us some more anguish for
I
Eve and
reckon,
Suki to go
yeah.
through?
I
Can't be
but the,
bothered with it.
but
Just
if.
give them an happy ever after and get on with it.
Yeah, but this is the thing. I do not believe that Suki would for a second let Nish have control over a relationship like that. Like, even
No, but
if
then why
she's.
say it and have it in there then if it's
Yeah,
not going to be a
exactly, which
thing?
suggests that it is going to be a thing, doesn't it? But I'm sort of like, after everything that Nish put Suki through, this confessing to the murder is enough for her to say, yeah, fair, I'll do that for you in return. I don't believe that.
Well, she could just wait until the dust has literally settled once
Yeah,
he's
wait till he's
passed or
dead. Yeah, I mean,
something.
surely he hasn't got that much longer left. But this is the
Yeah.
other thing. I don't feel like this being the end of Nish, that we're going to see him die off screen. That seems to be a bit of a.
Yeah, true, actually.
An
Yeah, you have got a point.
anti-climax almost to his character after everything that he's done.
Would he get released on bail or anything? Is
What,
that
just
gonna is that a
because
thing?
he's going to die at any moment now? I know, I feel like he because he's in prison for murder and he's fully confessed for it. But then I don't know, it's weird. This week, okay, so the six have
Yeah, let's
been
start
all
from the beginning
yeah.
and we'll it might, yeah.
The six have been re-interviewed about Linda's confession eventually this week, right? And they're all sort of a bit nervous about it. And Nish is also being re-interviewed. I mean, again, the whole thing with Nish being re-interviewed when he wasn't even considered important enough to be questioned in the court case for Dean seems odd, doesn't it?
Yeah, I did wonder why is Nish getting questioned as well. But okay, well, he was there and did get attacked, so.
Yeah, I'd argue he was quite a key witness in the whole thing, surely. So he's finally been sort of questioned, and he sort of gets the idea that the police are starting to suspect the women are somehow involved. And he senses weakness from Kathy, who, like I say, because of the Harvey situation, I think her secrets have just sort of
I
overflowed.
feel
She's now
no, because I
time, she's
feel
now room
like
for this one.
I think the Harvey thing were after it.
Oh, so she's got no excuse then, really, has
Yeah,
she?
I don't think she has got an
No,
excuse.
none whatsoever. I mean, I have to say, I've always said that Nish is a great villain. I've really enjoyed Nish this week. I feel like it's probably time for him to go, because
Yeah.
the constant sort of thing with the Panasars, I've stopped like finding realistic. Like Vinny, for example, like why would
Yeah.
he ever like give Nish the time of day after what happened? Why would any of them give Nish the time of day after what happened, you know? So the fact that Nish has been able to sort of keep this kind of thing rotating all the time, it felt like it's time for that to end, because that was starting to feel a little bit silly by the end of it. But I do think that Nish has been a fantastic villain in terms of his manipulation. The way that he managed to get the truth out of Kathy, I thought was quite clever. The way that
Yeah, it
they
was.
did that.
Yeah, definitely. Taking Suki's phone and then
Yeah.
it were all very calculated. He knew he could break Kathy, didn't he?
Yeah.
He had no
Yeah.
doubt at all as well. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
Very
that that.
clever.
Yeah, that worked really well, I thought. So he manages to get the truth out of, well, most of the truth out of Kathy, and then goes to Suki and says, "Well, I basically know everything now, so you may as well tell me the truth."
Yeah.
And then he basically blackmails Suki into being with him again until he dies to keep this
Yes.
secret and to stop him from going straight to the police and dropping all of the six in it. And this again, this is sort of where I was sort of like, yeah, it's probably time for Nish to go now, because. I, none of the family was. The family looked mildly surprised, but that was about it. And then, you have the likes of Priya and even Vinny turn around and go, "Well, it's mum's choice." And it's like, I don't believe that any of you would react like that in that situation, you know?
Ravi kept making me laugh. His reactions, like, he choked on his champagne. We're
Yeah.
like, oh, you're being serious. And
Yeah.
there were another part where Ravi were like, what? But
Yeah.
yeah, how did none of them go? How did not one member of the family, other than Ivane, be like, has he got something over you? Because this is
Yeah.
so unrealistic. You're just telling me that you've
Yeah,
both got back together.
yeah,
But then
yeah.
Suki was, when she was explaining it to Vinny, being like, well, I just want to help him live out his dying days. And to be fair, though, Vinny did say, well, you were dying yesterday and you hated him. But
Yeah.
then they didn't really delve any deeper, did they? And think,
It was
oh,
very
what's actually
much,
going on?
yeah, it was very much a sort of Sookie and Nish thing rather than involving the rest of the family in it massively. The
Yeah.
only time the rest of the family really came into it was at the end of the week when Avani, Nugget, and I think it was Ravi and Stacey. Was it Ravi there when like they burst in and
No,
Nish was,
just Stacey.
oh, just Stacey and the kids, wasn't it? When they
Yeah.
burst in and Nish was attacking Sookie.
Yeah.
And that was enough for all them all to sort of realize exactly what was going on. And it kind of feels like they should have been involved a little bit sooner on the way. But hey, it was more about Nish and Suki, I think, rather more than
Yeah.
anything, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I thought there were some interesting sort of things pulled out of this. The fact that Suki basically said, well, I guess this is my turn to make a sacrifice because everybody else has had to. And I thought Suki saying things like, you know, I'm the only one that's really kept any of this going, which is perfectly true. Like Suki is the only reason they're not all in prison. 100%, I agree with her on that.
Yeah, to be fair, because a lot of she's the only one who is she the only one who's not actually told anyone the truth as well?
Yeah.
Out of them all.
Suki is the only one that's actually done the perfect murder. The rest of them have been awful at it, in all fairness, haven't they?
And we've all been waiting for her to confess to Eve. Who would have thought
Yeah.
that it'd be Nish that she ended up
I
confessing
mean,
it all to?
honestly, Eve presumably is never. Well, she presumably Eve will find out at some point in the future, but she's certainly not involved in the actual storyline. Like, it's
No.
mad that Elaine knows about it before Eve does. It's mad that Marie's going to find Marie and Shrimpy will know about it before Eve does. You know, it's crazy. Poor Eve.
It makes sense now, though, why they've made sure Suki didn't tell Eve all this time and they wanted it to be Nish. It actually makes total sense now. But because Nish was saying, oh, Eve would never understand. And I thought, actually, Eve would totally understand because Stacey's involved as well. Like, she'll
Yeah,
be like, Suki
exactly.
and Stacey will both be
Yeah.
telling me the truth.
If I
It's
was in that
fine.
situation, Eve would have been one of the first, would probably have been the person I would have immediately gone and told what was going on.
Yeah. I think
If
Suki was
anything,
just like, oh, I don't
yeah.
need any more drama in this relationship
Yeah.
because let's just be something that I enjoy
Because Linda's
rather
told
than, you
all of her
know.
family now at this
Yeah.
point. Linda, everyone in Linda's family, everyone who lives in the Vic knows about what went on. I'm pretty sure George does know that they haven't had any scenes that kind of suggest that George knows, but I'm fairly sure he must know what's gone on.
Possibly. Yeah. I wouldn't put it
Because
past
Elaine
Elaine, but
knows.
I don't
She's got a
know.
gob the size of Manhattan. Of
True.
course, George will know. She'd have got pissed on Irish cream and would have
I
spilled it
would just
all, I would
think
imagine.
kids. She's drinking a Baileys and going, no,
Yeah.
George, ah, you know, guess
Ah.
what?
So, yeah. And then this sort of manipulation sort of continues throughout the week. I mean, it was very sort of illustrative of the sort of person that Nish is and was sort of Nish in a nutshell, really. Like this utter delusion that he has. Like this absolute craziness. And it's sort of like, even Suki, I think, is sort of taken aback by what's so this is enough for you, is it? Like, you know that I hate you after everything you've done, and you know that what is happening here isn't real. Like, nothing in you is convinced that this is real, right? You want me to just to sit and watch a horror film with you and drink wine with you and pretend that we're good. Like, you can't possibly be happy with this arrangement.
But in a way, is that not what he's been doing all his life with her anyway?
Yeah, I think so. He's got
Because
this.
he's probably thinking, well, you've acted it before. Let's act it again and
Yeah.
live out this fantasy almost.
It's
Yeah.
just, yeah, it's a
I
cr he
know.
is a fascinating character in a lot of ways, and just to sort of see him decide that, I mean, what was it more about, do you reckon? Was it about the fact that he, as Suki said, like, you just want to win, don't you? You want to be able to look at Eve and say, yeah, I won that, and you and look at me and say, yeah, I won you, I kept you, because he is basically he sees Suki as a possession more than a person. That's 100% clear. All right.
Yeah.
Or do you think that there was a bit of delusion though, where he sort of thought that Suki must love him in some way in order to agree with this?
I personally think it was the delusion part more than the Eve revenge thing. Eve didn't really get mentioned that much, really, a couple of times, but for me, it seemed more like he just wanted to live out this delusion that him and Suki are this great couple and that, yeah, she's been the love of his life and. Does he? Because at one point Suki said, "You've never loved me," and I was like, "I don't know if I believe that." I think in Nish's
No.
own way, he has.
No,
But I know why
I've.
she's saying it because also she's like, "If you loved me, you wouldn't have treated me this
Oh,
way."
yeah,
But
100%. But they've clearly got very different ideas on what love is, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
so yeah.
And yeah, I agree. Suki is the love of Nishi's life, 100%. There's no doubt about that in my mind whatsoever. But Yes, the Suki's argument is, if I'm the love of your life, then why the hell have you made my life hell for so many years, you know? And why have you tried to kill various members of your family in order to kind of get your own back on me? Like, that isn't love. That's craziness. So the pair of them basically end up in a physical fight because Suki just can't handle it and tells him, I've never loved you. She gives him some very dramatic speech where she's talking about love is, this is love being like the sun
Oh, yeah.
and exuding heat and it's damaging and radiation. Everyone's got sunburn all around you because you're that intense. And Nish basically just goes at her, and that's when Stacey and the kids walk in. Now, I would say I loved the stuff with Avani and Nish. Thought that was really nice. Do you know what I would have loved? I know I say this as a Nugget fan, but I would love to have seen a bit of Nugget and Suki in that moment.
I agree with that because Nugget was there, and I feel like he weren't as
He
involved
was a
as he
bit of a
should have
spare
been.
part, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, he was just there like in support of Avani, but I feel like he should have. I feel like when Stacey were pulling Nish off Suke, that's when Nugget should have been like granddad as well and had a bit more of Nugget involved. I
Yeah,
agree with that
100%.
100%. Yeah,
Or
but
even if.
obviously, go on.
No, sorry, you go.
I was going to say with Avani, it was clear that that's what the Mason stuff was about as well, so that she could have more empathy of Suke and
I
all of that.
bought that 100%. I was absolutely fine with Nish and Avani like having their moments together. What I think I would have liked to have seen whilst that was going on, Suki and Nugget as well, because let's never forget that really close relationship that Suki and Nugget have. But I thought it was quite a moment of movement for Avani's character because she's always been very strongly in Nish's corner. So I think it was very much for her benefit that she walked in at that moment and saw it. I feel like Nugget has been supportive of Nish, but as would always side with Suki over anything else.
Yeah, true. And also, if Suki and Nugget had had that moment, it might have cemented Nish's decision more that the kids need Suki as well when he's gone. So actually, it probably would have worked more in the favour of the storyline as well if we'd have seen a bit of that. But
So it was
there are a lot to
ultimately,
fit
yeah, there was rather. It was ultimately, I think, Avani that really made Nish see sense, which again
Yeah.
is the strength of like the moment of that Avani had in that moment. I think that worked. And she basically seems to make Nish realize that this, you if you love her that much, you need to let her go. Like, enough now, this is insane. So what he then does is gather the six in the Vic, all Halloweeny lit, and Linda's in her cotton, in a cobweb dress and everything. And they're all ready to fight. Denise is grabbing her bottle. I'm ready for round two, bitch. You're like, bring it on, I'm ready, let's go. And Nish starts asking questions about like what happened? What happened? Like, where did you stab him? Tell me what happened. And it seems like he's trying to rub salt in the wound a little bit, but actually what he's doing is making sure that he's got the story right for when he confesses to the police. Did you believe it in that moment? Did you believe that this is what Nish would do in that moment?
Yes, because of Avani. And you know, at one point when Avani had been talking with Nish and Suki and Stacey were in the other room, and I thought, it's interesting, isn't it, that he's just gone to attack Suki, but they've got trust that he wouldn't do it to the kids, to leave him alone in the room with the kids when he's feeling like that. That made me go, actually, I do believe that Avani's got through to him. But I fully believed it that and I thought, yeah, I believed that he'd had that moment of the kids need Suki when I'm gone. So do you
Yeah,
know what? Let's
100%.
put a line under it all. Yeah, I think he did have quite an epiphany.
And it seems that this is the end of it, and Nish then gets arrested, taken away, leaving the six. I thought this last shot was really beautifully done, sort of all lit up in their colours via the fireworks, which I thought was quite nicely done. Did you notice
Nope, did not notice that. I will look, you know
that?
what's annoying? I will looking at him and I will like, are you all dressed in your colours? That's what I was looking for. I was like, there's only Suki, because I'd already seen some promo pics, so I knew it was going to be something to do with Suki about what the six stuff were going to be this week. But so I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, but Linda's not wearing any pink, which is highly unusual. No, did not see the fireworks.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm going to look back at that.
I know it was. There were an odd set of fireworks because they were all sort of lit up in their colours. But like, they had a shot of them in each like an individual shot, and they all got like lit up with their individual colours with the fireworks. And I was sat there thinking, I've never seen a white firework. I don't know if that's a
Oh
thing.
yeah.
The Sharon's colour. I didn't know. I didn't know white
A
fireworks were a
light, I
thing.
guess a light, just yeah, bright light,
Just
yeah.
bright light. And then the weekends with them basically standing there watching the police car driving away with Nish in the back, having happily confessed to the murder of Keanu, saying basically that he'd ordered for Keanu's death to happen, his gang. The police were even, but like, have you got any contact details? Can you tell us who these people were? And she's like, no, that was all me. Thank
Well,
you.
I wondered this, right? Because I was like, surely they're going to be like, we need the accomplices' names and stuff,
Yeah.
because technically Nish didn't do the murder.
Yeah.
You know, he just ordered it. And I thought that, but then I was like, are the police just, could Nish just say, I don't want to do that because when I'm dead, I don't want my family to be at risk? Is that the angle he's going to take? That's what I've
Maybe, yeah.
assumed I've made.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this doesn't seem legit either that they'll buy this if you don't give them any actual names. But, or maybe he's just going to drop someone in it randomly and be like, yeah, it were him. See you later. Bye.
Yeah,
Knowing
yeah.
Nish.
I struggle to think that this is the end of Nish. I really do. I feel like we've got one. I mean, again, he's going to be in prison, so I don't know what more they can do with him. It's not like he's now going to escape prison in some form of like last bit of revenge on the Panasars or anything. Like,
Well,
he's
he
gone there
did say to
willingly.
Suke, will you come visit me or something, didn't he?
Yeah,
And she
yeah,
said, if that'll help. And he was like, that thought always helped. So maybe
yeah.
she is legit going to be like, do you know what? Seeing as though he's done this one last thing for me, I am going to go and visit him, and maybe he will still die in her arms or something in
This is the
prison.
thing. This is the kind of thing that I've been stuck with ever since Nish first said that, and which is why I'm surprised that this maybe seems to be the end of Nish, and why I don't really believe it is, because they made a big thing of Nish saying that more what he wants more than anything else is for him to die with Suki by his side. And we said when he first said that there are many ways that they could ironically twist that to make it happen dramatically. But for him to now be in prison, I wonder if he's going to commit suicide or something in prison and
Oh,
while
I've
she's
not
there or something.
considered that. I can't imagine Nish doing something like that either, to be honest. No, I reckon maybe he'll get really ill and then he'll be on like a medical ward in the prison, and then he'll be, because he's dying, they'll just let all the family go see him or something, and
Yeah.
it'll happen like that, maybe.
Maybe. And then the future of that, do you reckon we might hear from Ash?
No.
You're thinking Ash, we're never going to see Ash again.
No, I think it would have happened by now, don't you, if Ash were going to come back at some point.
Well, I wonder because Ash and Nish didn't actually leave things on a terrible note, I don't think, did they? From what I
No.
remember. Like, he wanted her to stay. And was trying to manipulate the situation in order to stop her from going to Canada, I think she's in at the minute.
Yeah.
But I don't think the two of
It
them
would.
hadn't. It was more to do
No.
with Ash and Suki's argument at the time, wasn't it? So
Yeah.
I wonder if there is a little bit of friction
Oh,
still to
if
come from
anything,
that.
Nish were very proud of Ash, weren't they?
Yeah,
Because she's a
yeah,
doctor and everything.
yeah,
They were
yeah, yeah.
very, yeah. No, I think she would have been back by now, like,
Okay,
surely.
so even for his funeral or anything like that, you don't think we're going to see Ash again?
No, I highly doubt it, if I'm honest. I think she would have been back by now for something else, but I could be wrong.
Could be
Could be
wrong. We
wrong.
shall see. We shall wait and see. So yeah, interesting. If I'm honest, I feel like in terms of the six storyline, all right, yeah, it makes sense, I guess, because how else are you going to end this? If you want all six
Yeah.
women to stay out of prison, this is kind of what has to happen. So
Yeah.
I'm not too fussed about this basically being the end of a six storyline. That's fine, that works. But in terms of Nish's exit, I either don't believe that this is his exit or just think that it's a bit of an anticlimactic end to Nish.
No, I don't think it is the last that we've seen of him.
No.
No. There's going to be something else. But like I said, maybe it is just that he'll die in a medical ward. Even that
Yeah.
would seem a bit.
I don't know. I wonder if they'll do a similar sort of death scene for him as they did with Wilmot Brown, and sort of it'll be like his final wish was that Suki would be by his side. And I wonder if the final twist of the knife from Suki, because he tried to sabotage the marriage between him and Suki, was that she will very obviously get up and just leave him alone in the room, and then that will be the last we see
Yeah.
of Nish.
Or it'll be the, I don't know, even Suki has stood chatting outside the hospital room window and he can see him like having a
Yeah.
tender moment and then he dies
And
or
then he
something
dies.
like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
something like that. I feel like we've not seen the end of Nish. We will see one more scene of Nish, but I feel like this is the end of Nish being the evil villain that's being crazy and doing mad things. That's the end of that side of Nish, and I think from now on it will just be focused on his death, but we'll see what happens.
I hope so.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. Gold star with Tweet Ray, what do you reckon?
Do you know what? Because I think I know you're going to give yours to. So I'm going actually for Stacey this week because she was the
Interesting.
only one who had Suki's back out of the six
Yeah,
and would not
100%.
let it drop Winish. So
Yeah.
Stacey, just for being, yeah.
I mean, she was there for Eve, I think, was more than anything else, wasn't she?
But I think she genuinely cared about Suki getting twisted by Nishin for her safety, so. But
yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
Also the Eve side, yeah.
And I think it's got to be for Suki, hasn't it, for me? Yeah, so Suki and Stacey for the Gold Stars this week. This camera's doing my head in. So... I thought I was quite subtly trying to keep it on the wall throughout that discussion.
Very distracted, aren't
didn't
you?
Work really, did it? Suki and Stacey for the Gold Stars this week, and we'll finish the podcast as usual with some comments from you guys.
So we've got an email from Joanne who says, "Hi Robin Ree, I'm coming up with a theory about the market. At some point, Freddie is going to find the recording of Cindy and Junior and he's going to use that as leverage to save the market. Is it a blackmailing storyline coming up and not a revisitation of the Sharon Gate scene? Love the podcast. Keep up the good work, Joe."
Oh, thank you, Joe. Oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting theory. I don't know is the answer to that, Joe. I would say that obviously the more dramatic way of doing it, and I think the fact that it's the anniversary coming up and they're trying to sort of do some echoes of the past quite a lot, they will try and get some sort of Sharon Gate vibes from that, and I guarantee it will be played in the Vic if they do. But I do like I like that idea that it might be interesting to sort, I mean, maybe both.
Maybe I was just thinking, could it be both somehow? Because also we've been obviously having Freddie getting involved with the petition for Bianca. Is this why it's been that he's been getting involved? Because then they've got this new petition about the square and Freddie's been involved with that. So actually, it could be a good point there, Joe. Yeah.
Watch this space. So we had a fairly mixed reaction to the Nish stuff. Some people absolutely loved it and some people were left a little bit wanting. Marion McSveni has said, "It all wrapped up a bit too quickly, I thought, and presumably Linda will need to corroborate all the other stuff. However, Avani was standout this episode. Really liked it overall and the echoes of Christmas." So I think the general vibe there is maybe, but I think the people are kind of all right with the way that the six storyline is concluded, so to speak, although there is still some more stuff to come with that, I suspect. But I feel like maybe people were expecting a bit more from a Nish exit. Maybe the idea is that he didn't get suitably punished for everything that he did. What do you think?
Do you know what? I don't feel like it is properly the end. I think we've all assumed just because he got the Thursday duff-duff that this is the end of Nish. And I think there's more to come. I just don't know how. I understand why everyone thinks it's so final, though, because like we've said, that's it then. He's in prison. He can't possibly get out again. And it does make, it is the best ending for the six, really, to avoid them all going to prison. But maybe he will somehow come out on the square for one last thing. I don't know how, though. But
no,
yeah.
I feel...
It don't feel that final to me.
No, it doesn't, does it? I feel like we wanted Nish to die, didn't we? I feel like, I don't think anybody expected Nish to actually last. I don't think anybody expected Nish's illness to be the thing that actually killed him. I feel like we thought that there was going to be some sort of kind of big, massive climax and he was going to die in an explosion or something like that he'd got trying to kill off Suki or Eve or something like that. And what we got, in a way, was maybe a little bit more understated than I think the people were actually expecting for a Nish exit. So I feel like it's going to be more of the emotional side from here rather than a big sort of showstopper.
He's also almost like making him out to be a hero in his last moments as well by doing this for Suki, rather than as focusing on the fact that he was anything but a hero for her.
Yeah, it's odd, isn't it? I think there's more. There is definitely more to come. But Robert Brian Weeks Jr. has said, "A convenient ending is not necessarily lazy. How is a fake confession from Nish any different from framing Dean? Neither were true. All six women have sacrificed something major but still remain on the square, and two nasty villains are off the canvas. Because it's a soap, this chapter of the six is closed for now. Eventually the truth will arise and it will cause massive drama at a later date. Personally, I'm satisfied with the ending as we see it now, and all of the actors have been doing stellar work. That said, all the gold stars to Suki this week." So, yeah, I think some people are satisfied with it. And I think that mostly people are like, yeah, it's done for now, but I'm sure there's going to be some other little
song
further on.
Like you said, we've got Bernie to come back yet. So that's going to be a whole thing, because there's no way she's just going to come back and go, "Oh, I've accepted it. Oh, Nish took the blame. Oh, let's leave it at that then." No way. No way. Bernie's going to do that.
No.
Got another comment from Richard Brazington, who said, "The scene between Avani and Nish was incredibly powerful. Nish confessing, total cop out. Did they just run out of ideas? Unless there are a couple more twists, I was really disappointed. It was almost like, let's just end the six storyline so we can get on with laying the groundwork for Christmas. Nish needed to leave in a coffin, natural causes or an accident.
Yeah, and this is what I mean by I think that people were sort of expecting Nish to be further punished for everything that he's done rather than just by... Because at the end of the day, Nish has basically arranged for his own exit here, and I feel like that people didn't think that he deserves that right after everything that he's done. So...
I still don't feel like this is the last we've seen of him, though.
No, neither do I. Neither do I. And finally, Rose has said, the conversation between Avani and Nish was compelling. I guess that's why we have the story about Avani and Mason, so that Avani could truly identify with Suki's situation. She was thinking of her own situation when talking about Nish's behaviour. It seems like that conversation was pivotal for Nish and when he gave up fighting to control Suki. Hard to buy it, however, considering how extreme his behaviour has been. Plus, he got that dig in at the end, trying to get Suki to promise she won't marry Eve, still trying to manipulate. And again, like I say, I do not believe that Suki would ever let that damage her relationship with Eve. I really don't. I will struggle to believe that if that's how it's now going to play out.
Unless, did the kids hear him say that? And are they going to then say, oh, you can't... So it was literally just Suki and Nish who heard that and the police.
Yeah.
No one else
yeah.
heard that bit of the conversation. No. Yeah, I can't... Like, I think she probably wouldn't rush to do it while he's still alive.
No.
But... possibly, why would you do that anyway?
Because if anything, you know, if you're Suki in that particular moment, I think you might go, yeah, yeah, all right, fine, as he's being dragged away by the police to stop him from going, oh, actually, cancel all that. No, I'm lying. It was her. So maybe that's more about what she was playing at that moment. But the way that it was framed makes me kind of think that it's going to be an impactful thing moving forwards.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. In terms of Nish... coming back again, I think that this is possibly the end of Nish as a regular character, and the next time we see him might be in a few weeks' time when he's about to die, if I'm honest. I think this might be just the last time we see him just before his death. I don't think he's going to die off screen. I think that would be a really weak ending for him, so I feel like this is going to be just the last time we see him until those final scenes, I think. But we'll wait and see. If you would like to get in touch with us via comment, via any social media, you can do the following.
Find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on X and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of an announcement for our podcast. With YouTube and audio downloads combined, we have hit over 250,000 downloads. So thank
what?
You very,
you didn't
very
tell me
much.
That.
I know, I thought I'd get you live reacting to that, Ree. YouTube and audio combined, we're at 250,000. So mwah, thank you. Just for us two idiots sat here discussing EastEnders.
I was just going to say, just a little old
just
us.
Just a little old us. Just a little old us. Yeah. Just a gay guy and his fluffy friend over here. That's all it takes for the hits these days. Love it. Thank you very much indeed. We love you lots. And that's it for this week. So until next time, we are in November now, ladies and gentlemen. The run-up to Christmas is now going to start commencing. So let's see where the stories take us. But I'm very excited. Apparently Christmas is big. We'll see how it goes. Until next week, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
Goodbye. See you later. Bye.
Bye.